Welcome to the Voke Podcast.
Welcome to the Voke Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Voke Podcast on Voke FM. I'm back with yet again professional voice actors John Patrick Lowry and Ellen McLean, and I'm so goddamn thankful to you guys that you accepted my invite yet again. I mean, this is the fourth time, I suppose, and it's crazy. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing? Welcome.
Who's counting?
How is Bratislava?
Well, it's nice. It's pretty hot over here right now. And how's Seattle?
Oh, very pleasant.
Yeah, we're lucky this summer.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very mild.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Speaking of, countries and all, Zarki is asking, how was your recent trip to Sweden? How did it go?
It was wonderful. We got to spend a night in Stockholm before the con, and we took a wonderful scenic route down to Linköping, where the con was, which is about 3 hours south of Stockholm. And of course, the people at the con are just great. They're very sweet and friendly and nice.
Everybody was wonderful.
We did a voice acting panel, and then we did a voice acting workshop, and we did an improv workshop, and we played a concert, and we judged a talent contest, judged a cosplay contest. So it was just lots and lots of fun.
Well, I'm really happy to hear it because I've seen some of the pictures you guys have posted, and they were really, really beautiful.
Yeah. It's a very pretty place, very, very pretty country.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful rural countryside and very pretty farms. And Stockholm is a very cool town, and Linköping, and we also went to a little town called Norrköping. And, they each have their own little flavor and their own personality. And that was the third time we'd been to that con, and we have a great time every time.
Well, I really hope that you guys will get invited yet again next year.
We'll see. I mean, they need to cycle through other people too. So,
Of course. Yeah.
They know we're always willing.
That's right.
Well, okay. Well, that's good to hear because the people in Sweden are very eager to see you guys appear again.
Well, it's always nice to see him. Always nice to see him.
Well, today's meeting will be a bit Half-Life based. Previously, we received all sort of questions, Team Fortress 2 and Portal, but seems like for this meeting, we received a lot of Half-Life questions.
Okay.
And this question is for you, John. So it's from a user called Bruner. So in Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1, the male citizens are all voiced by you, but in Half-Life 2 Episode 2, some new lines were recorded by an actor named Adam Baldwin. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, they don't tell me anything. I mean, I don't think Adam even is a Seattle actor. I think that he was down in L.A. Yeah, I'm not sure. Of course, as game designers, Half-Life 2 is a huge, huge game.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just a lot of work on the part of everyone at Valve. And when they got into episode 2, I'm not sure why they decided to bring in another voice actor. I forget exactly what Adam did.
I suppose there was a scene in like a tunnel of some sort where it was you playing a character and it was Adam playing another guy, I suppose. Uh-huh. So
well,
the voices would be different.
That's probably the reason.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was talking to myself a lot in all those games.
Yeah.
All of the style changed a little bit. I mean, they had in Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1, they had me voice all the citizens with basically just my voice, no accents, no change at all.
Yeah.
And then in episode 2, they tried having me vary, and have each citizen be a slightly different person.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Those guys came out almost 20 years ago now. So it's hard for me to.
It's hard to believe that it's been so long.
Yeah. Well, and also it's important to understand that, voice actors, they just bring in for the hours that they need them in the recording studio. It's not like we're all hanging out in the office together and talking to each other. I've never met Adam, and we've never you know, been in the same room or mm-hmm. been in the same studio. They probably recorded him down in LA or wherever it is that he works. So.
Well, you know, the gamers don't really realize this. You know, I, as an actor, I of course know that, but you know, the people, the fans, they want the answers from you guys. So
of course, right. There you go. Right. Well, and I understand that. And, that's probably the biggest misunderstanding is people think that we just work at Valve, like, you know, go in Monday morning and work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. But, you know, we're really, you know, we're gig workers. They just bring us into this. So,
yeah. And the next question from Bruner is, multiple people were asking for this, actually, if you could reenact the infamous Citizen voice line. It says, "Sometimes I dream about cheese."
Sometimes I dream about cheese.
Well, there you go, guys. And I mean, we did two interviews before, and somehow we still forgot about Mr. Colonel Odessa Cubbage.
Odessa Cubbage. Yeah. Right, the teacher of the air bazooka to shoot down the big flying bug.
Yeah, he was the guy with the RP accent, I believe, right?
That's right. Odessa. Yeah. Odessa. Yes, yes. Go out there and get yourself a trophy and come back and win the war while I stay down here safe in the basement.
Yeah, basically it was just the citizens with an RP accent. I don't think there's much to talk about there. And Bruner also says that tell John and Ellen that their work in Valve's catalog of games is incredible. Much love.
Thank you, Bruner.
Thank you, Bruner.
The next question is for Ellen from Bubble 8. So how did you get started in classical singing, and how did you train?
Well, I have always sung from a very little girl. My family sang a lot, and I just loved singing. I always loved singing. I always wanted to be a singer. And even from a very early age, I heard about voice lessons, and I started asking my mother for voice lessons. I want voice lessons. And at one point, she called a voice teacher in Nashville, Shirley Courtner, and Shirley said, no, she's still too young. But when I was 13, I was in a school vocal competition. And Shirley Courtner was one of the judges, and I did very well. And my mother again asked Shirley, is Ellen old enough to study voice now? And Mrs. Courtner said, yes. So Shirley Courtner in Nashville, Tennessee was my first voice teacher. And I just went from there. I just, you know, she started me on Italian anthology and which are, you know, arias in Italian. And I grew to love opera. So from recordings, you know, from recordings and some movies. I remember our mother taking us to a movie of Aida, which starred, who was it? Maybe weirdly Sophia Loren, but it was dubbed by Leontine Price, who is a famous American soprano. And I remember seeing that movie, and then also seeing some movies, you know, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy.
Yeah.
that fabulous operetta team. And just, you know, I wanted to sing like that. So I did. I mean, not like them, you know, from my own voice, but that classic style.
Well, I was curious because, you know, I obviously heard you sing also in Portal 2. There was this opera song. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Cara Mia something.
Cara Mia Addio.
Yes, it was.
Addio.
Well, I'm curious about is you sing these songs in, I believe, Italian, right? Or
yes, it was 99% Italian.
Yeah, so I was
There's one Spanish phrase in it, but even with that, people translated it like it was Italian.
But people don't realize that Ellen just made up all those words on the spot.
Yeah, I made up the words on the spot.
Really?
Mike Moraski wrote it.
Wow.
And it was actually one of the artist's ideas to have the turrets in a choir and backing up the little fat soprano turret. And Mike Moraski wrote the music, and I recorded all the voices and made up my lyrics on the spot.
Wow. Well, what I wanted to ask is that if you speak Italian, since you sing in Italian.
Sì, parlo un poco italiano.
Wow. Oh my God, that's
you
wonderful.
You probably understand that. Europeans are very good at different languages.
Let's just move on. okay. The next question is if you guys have any favorite theater roles.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, operatically, I loved playing Susanna in The Marriage of Figaro. But I also enjoyed Linda Lohman in Death of a Salesman and Violet in August, Osage County. And I know John has some favorites.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've done so many plays and so many good ones. I got to work with Sir Alan Ayckbourn in a play of his called Sugar Daddies, where I played a retired London detective. And that was very funny, and it was great to be able to work with him.
Then the other Ayckbourn play where you wrote the music.
Well, true. Yeah, I also did another Ayckbourn play about 15 years before that called Henceforward, which was set in the future, and I played a composer, and I also wrote all the music in that production of the play, and that was a lot of fun.
I bet.
But you know, we've just done so many shows. It's hard to
12th Night.
Well, right. I've done some Shakespeare. I think one of my favorite shows was a thing called Das Barbecue, which was a takeoff on Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle, all done in about 90 minutes and set in Texas and just total goofy, and just five people playing like 27 different characters, quick changes all over the place, just zany, ridiculous stuff, and that was a great deal of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It does sound like fun, and I'm sure for all the theater fans, do you guys still do theater? And if so, where could the fans have a look?
I mean, not as much as we used to, because of course we've kind of aged out of a lot of.
Well, but yeah, you're never too old.
You don't
age
out of voice work. You know, you have to practically be dead to age out of voice work.
Well, and there we are.
Right. We're inching toward that, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No. Getting back to Half-Life. Well, Ellen, you voiced the Overwatch system, right? And I mean, I remember you saying in an interview, I think, that we did together maybe, is that you didn't know what were you doing those announcements for? You didn't even know it was a video game. So what can you tell us about that?
I didn't. I just, you know, read what was in front of me. And they had said, you know, sort of British, not really British, but sort of. And I wasn't even sure what it was, but I said all the lines.
Weren't those announcements a bit weird for you to just say? I don't know.
Well,
citizen, you know, I asked some questions in the session as that. So that was the first time I worked with Valve.
Yeah.
And I asked some questions, but as I continued to work with Valve on other games, I started to ask more questions. I could have asked a lot more questions in those sessions, but I didn't. And it was like, well, you know, they seemed, I remember thinking, well, nobody's complaining, so I guess I'm doing okay.
It was.
So when that's the case you don't ask questions.
That does make sense, yeah. But the fans really loved the cold, emotionless voice you did for that system. It's really
I can always be cold and emotionless.
I loved playing Half-Life 2 because I was always glad to see me, and my wife was always trying to get me arrested.
You've been all over the game, actually. I mean, you're like 90% of the game.
I'm everywhere, and I'm always glad to see me.
Yeah, I bet. I really
Gordon
bet.
Gordon Freeman, this would be great. Now that Gordon Freeman's here, we're going to have a fine time. You know, I was always glad to see me.
And also Mary Kay Irvin, the female voice. I'm not sure if you know her.
Mary Kay Irvin played all, and we still work with her all the time. She plays Murphy in The Adventures of Harry Nile. You know.
Oh, right, Imagination Theater, right.
She's right, Imagination Theater.
Yeah.
Right now.
We tried to have her on, but she's too busy at the moment with life and all sorts of things. So perhaps in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a wonderful person. I'm sure you would enjoy talking to her.
I bet. I really bet. Okay. The next question from Bubble is, any advice for a long and healthy marriage?
Seriously.
I'm laughing. I'm too lazy to do anything else. No, we have a great time. We really like being together. And, you know, the pandemic was hard for a lot of people. But for us, since we like being together all the time anyway, it was like, well, we're just together all the time.
But I would suggest, in all seriousness, to be interested in finding out about yourself. Because if you live with someone for a long time, they're going to find out about you. And that can be uncomfortable for some people to have that mirror held up to them every day. And so I think if you're interested in getting to know yourself the way others see you, it can really help. Because a lot of we have, you know, so many times we think that the way that we do things is just a natural law of the universe, when in fact it's just one human being's style of moving through the universe. And you know, when you're with another person, they have their own style, and so many things that you think are just the only way turn out to be no, that's not the only way at all. It's just one way. What stood Ellen and I in good stead is that we're both interested in human behavior. I think, you know, the actors in us want to explore human behavior and how it works, and that has given us kind of a door into that world of, because, you know, if you're a good actor, you want to know as much about yourself as you can. You never want to take whatever you do for granted, because when you're building a character, what you do, the things that you take for granted, are going to be in that character, whether you think they are or not. And it's always better to know what you're putting into a character when you're creating one.
Beautiful words, truly. Yeah. Well, getting back to Half-Life, because as I said, we have a lot of those. Kaido. Huh? Kaido has a message for you guys. I'd like for both of them to know what I think Portal and Half-Life would not be the same game without them.
Well, thank you very much. I think that, that, you know, when Valve started bringing us in, we developed a really good relationship with them early on. They obviously liked what we did because they kept using us in game after game after game.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting for people to realize that even with Valve, we have to audition for each new game that comes out. You know, even if they've decided that they want to use us, they're not sure where they want to use us. And so, you know, they'll have us read several different characters and stuff like that. But it was so nice. We kind of got in on the ground floor of the video game industry. Myst came out in the early 90s. And just a couple of years after that, I started doing voice work in video games. I think that it really helps. I mean, I just have a completely overactive imagination. I'm constantly making up stories and stuff like that. And
that always helps as an actor, you know?
It does. I mean, it gets you in trouble with your wife sometimes. But But particularly as a voice actor, you're called on to make up so much stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Stage, you're responding to other actors, you know, even in films, you're responding to the set, to the location. But in voice acting, you're really making it all up. If you're in a battle, mm-hmm. you have to make up the battle. You have to hear the explosions and duck from the bullets and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And that kind of stuff I just always enjoyed. And I think, you know, the Val folks realized that. And you know, and other, I mean, I don't think there was, well, there were a couple of games early on. I think I did two games for Sierra Online. I was trying to think if there's any company that I only did one game for, but and probably so. I mean, I've been in several games that I'm not even credited in because all I was doing was saying, you know, right, left, more ammo, more health, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Very simple games weren't really, hadn't developed characters with any character. You know, they were just
needed a vocal prompt for the player.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Kaido also has a request. If you could say, Kaido, grab a med kit.
Kaido, grab a med kit.
I think that works for them. Yeah. I mean, it's just always, you know, it's music to their ears. I mean, maybe it's not so much for you, but for the fans to hear you say this kind of stuff is just mind-blowing.
Well, it's funny because my friend Chad played Half-Life a lot. And one time he told me about it. And he said, I keep getting killed because, you know, some citizen says a line and I think you've walked in the door. So I turn around to see if you're there and somebody shoots me, you know, so... It's not all fun games.
Okay. Sypho Swangle is asking if you could say reload, Dr. Freeman.
Reload, Dr. Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Let me see. Okay. So, Ellen, I'm not sure how much you remember of Half-Life 2 and its episodes, but the voice sort of changed. As you did the Overwatch in episode 2. I can tell from your face
it was a subtle character choice. Overwatch was evolving over the years.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the fact that Ellen forgot what she sounded like the last time she was in the studio.
Well, no, but the thing is they always played prompts for me. Right. And when I did Half-Life Alyx, the recordings for that, they played those early recordings for me, so I was just trying to do what I did before. But I don't know, as one ages, the voice changes a bit, so I don't know what happened to Overwatch.
Well, I mean, we just hope we'll see her back again in episode 3 or Half-Life 3 or whatever Valve decides to do next.
Sure. If Valve ever learns how to count beyond 2, then all kinds of things were possible.
Well, people were mad because you didn't come back, John, as a citizen or anything.
Right. And I think, you know, the writing was that, I mean, Half-Life Alyx is a prequel, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
And yes. The writers thought it might be a little weird for the same citizens to be in the prequel. So that's,
I mean, it doesn't
at least that's
have
what
to
the
be
writers
the
told
same
me.
Citizen just because you're voicing them, you know what I mean,
right?
Okay, actually, so to my knowledge, there's gonna be like a TF2 reunion in September, right?
At PAX West in Seattle,
yes,
four of the actors are getting together, Robin Atkins down, Ellen, me, and Gary Schwartz. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do.
And is it happening?
Labor Day weekend in the States, which is what is it, like the September
4th, 5th? I don't know. Maybe.
We're looking at the calendar.
Okay.
Yes, September 3rd and 4th.
3rd and 4th. Okay.
Actually, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We have a panel on the 2nd, on the 3rd, and on the 4th.
Even better. Well, if you guys would like to, you know, visit John and Ellen and, you know, say hi or get something signed, make sure to stop by. Dennis is not coming, but guess what? I talked to Dennis and he would be happy to do an interview. So even though he won't be at PAX, you know, we'll have him on here and chat. So nothing to worry about.
That's great.
Yeah. Dennis is a good guy too. Of course, we work with him all the time as well. He's in he's in every Sherlock Holmes episode that we do, and we use him in a lot of the other shows too. So
yeah,
and Gary Schwartz also we use quite a bit.
I wish Grant Gudive and Nathan Vetterlein would be on that at that PAX event as well, but perhaps next time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're busy. They're busy folks, so they can't always make it.
Okay. Well, there is a multiple people been requesting this. It's for Ellen. It's basically an Overwatch line, if you could say that. Is that okay? I can type it in the chat if that's fine.
Oh, how long is it?
it's, bring up chat here.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so, we've got chat up. Right?
I don't know. It's about 10 words or so. It's
it's
a funny line, apparently. It's not in the main game, but they thought it would be funny if you could say this. Can you see it?
I can see it, but the citizens are sus.
Yes. I don't know what that means. It's just, I don't know what it is.
All right.
I'll say it. Attention, crewmates. There is an imposter among us. Code, the citizens are sus.
Excellent, excellent. Okay.
I don't even remember what Overwatch sounds like.
Yeah, that was pretty close. I mean, I think there was a little bit more British in the original, but
okay, I'll do it again.
Okay.
Attention, crewmates. There is an imposter among us. Code, the citizens are sus.
And she also is a bit slower, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. okay. So before we'd wrap this up, James Crabb was curious if you remember anything, John, from recording for The Suffering.
Sure. Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was crazy. No, Richard Rouse is a maniac. Mm. And one of the sessions for The Suffering, I voiced 13 different characters. I think they only ended up using them, 3 or 4 of them, but I came up with 13 different voices, and then I had to die as each one, and that was just insane.
Wow. You know, whenever you do these kind of American characters, everyone always says that they sound like the citizens, and they reuse these voice lines in all sorts of animations, and it's just so much fun watching these. Okay, and there's been another request from a good friend of mine. So he is from Slovakia. He is an amateur actor and voice actor. His name is Peter, and he, as a matter of fact, is working on Slovak dubs for Portal 1 and Portal 2.
Wonderful!
Nice. Nice.
And he's a big fan of you guys. And he was wondering if Ellen could give his team a shout out in Slovak.
Pozdravujem, dubbingové studio Gradient Voice Studio.
That's been wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this, guys.
Sure. Sure. It's great talking to you again.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I'm not sure how possible is this for the outro, but if you could perhaps, I don't know, say something as the administrator and sniper or something.
Sure.
Is that possible?
Sure. Absolutely.
Improvise a bit.
All right. Listen, to all the people listening to Heim Rock Ronald, keep your heads down, mate. There's a big war going on close by there, and I want you to stay safe. And every once in a while, just piss in a jar, just for yawks.
Victory.
And there you have it.
Well, thank you so much, John. I really don't want to steal your time anymore. It's been a lot of fun. And perhaps if I get lucky and you say yes again and you'll have the time, we'll meet again in the future.
Great.
Of course. Of course.
You take care, buddy.